I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Asheville Citizen-Times reporter Joel Burgess.
Great to be here.
Thank you for coming in, Joel. To start, what offices are up for election this fall in Asheville and in Buncombe County?
So we've got, it's municipal election season, which is kind of a weird thing. It's odd years every 2 years. So you've got Asheville City Council, you've got races in Black Mountain, Woodfin, Weaverville, Montreat, and even the Woodfin Sewer and Water Sanitary District, which is kind of its own weird thing. But here at the center of it all, our seven-member city council has three seats up for grabs, plus there's a mayoral race. And each one of these terms, including the mayor's term, is 4 years. So it's a big year for Asheville elections.
So which seats on the city council are up this year?
Right. So like we said, there's the mayor's seat. And then on city council, the seat now held by Councilman Cecil Bothwell, by Vice Mayor Gwen Weisler, and by Gordon Smith. Those seats are up for grabs, so to speak. Bothwell and Weisler have said they will run again. Smith has opted not to. And one side note, although Weisler is the vice mayor, that position is something that's elected internally by the council. So she's essentially, for all intents and purposes, she is a regular council person.
We'll start with the mayoral race in Asheville. Esther Meinheimer is running for re-election. Whom will she face, if anyone, this fall?
Well, filing deadline is actually noon Friday, so this could still possibly change. But the one person to file so far is Jonathan Wainscott, who ran in 2013, kind of a fiery, even mercurial candidate. And Wainscott has said for a long time that he would run for mayor. And so he went in and paid his fee and signed up. And there was some word from first-term councilman Keith Young that he was considering running for mayor. And Young is a very interesting figure. He ran for some offices prior to being elected in 2015. 2015, of the winning candidates, he spent the least amount of money, got the most votes. He's the only African-American council member, has brought up a lot of racial equity issues. And these are things that there's a lot of local and national discussion happening about these issues. And so it seemed like, you know, he definitely had that going for him. But again, Young recently said that he, in fact, would not run. Some things he might have been considering is Meinheimer is a strong candidate. She's had some big wins of her own. She successfully fended off a state attempt to seize the water system, took it all the way to the state Supreme Court. She helped push the successful bond issues, the $74 million in bond issues. The other thing is, I'm not sure how much fallout there would be, but Young did have an issue where he signed a mortgage that said he would live outside city limits. It was challenged. His voter registration was challenged by an Asheville resident, and it actually went to the Board of Elections. So he had this very serious quasi-judicial hearing where the Board of Elections decided there wasn't enough evidence to kick Young off the council, but you know, some questions remain. So there's that blemish on his record, along with all these other things he had going for him. And then he, in the end, said that really it made more sense to, if he wanted to push the policies that he wants to see happen, for him to concentrate on getting other people elected on council that agree. And so, again, there's one, what you would call an open seat, that will not be defended by an incumbent, which is now held by Gordon Smith.
So we have people filing to fill that seat. Can you tell us about some of the people that have already filed to run for city council and hopefully for them win that seat?
Absolutely. And again, this will change. I assume this will change. I'm guessing there'll still be a few more filings with the deadline of noon on Friday, and people are check in with us at citizen-times.com. But a field of eight candidates, with two women, an African-American candidate, two Asian-Americans, which is a first in Asheville. And they were Pratik Bhakta. He's a Biltmore Park hotelier. We had a South Asheville neighborhood activist named Vijay Kapoor, a 2015 candidate, Rich Lee of Haw Creek, Bowcatcher Mountain resident, Jan Howard Kubinich. And actually, Jan really is better known as just Jan Howard. And she is a past candidate also. And I think I did butcher her maiden name, by the way. And also, there is a Green Party candidate, even though it's not a partisan election, but somebody who's backed by the Green Party, Dee Williams, who's also a former candidate. And then a well-known downtown advocate, Adrian Vassallo. Since there are three seats up for grabs, and now we have at least eight candidates, that there will be a primary. We will have an October primary, and that primary will serve to narrow the candidates down to six, and those six will go on and compete in the final November election.
You mentioned with Councilman Keith Young not running, he was bringing up a lot of the racial inequity issues, at least on council, so that may not be a part of the mayor's race as much anymore if he's not running. What are some of the issues people are going to see in these elections coming up in just a few months?
Some of the holdover issues from recent years and even the last election in 2015, I think will be what happens to the property at 68 Haywood Street, also known as the Pit of Despair. You know, will it be developed as a park? Will there be buildings included with it as a majority of council members want? Will it be just a park-only facility as a minority right now wants, including Cecil Bothwell? Another issue has been short-term rentals, which are, some people just call them Airbnbs by the website's name, but these are rentals of less than 30 days to tourists, and they are illegal in all residentially zoned areas of Asheville, which is most of Asheville. And so there's been some back and forth about whether to loosen or lift the ban, and including in the River Arts District, which is going to get a new zoning. I think also these racial and equity issues will play a large role in the council, particularly if you have African-American candidates running, and they are talking about these issues, these ideas of is there a way to look at economic disparities among race, and is there a way to help, is there a way to aid folks that have been historically impoverished? That will play a role. Affordable housing, I think, will play a role. And it seems like all council members agree that there needs to be more affordable housing. I think the fight will be how to do it. Should it be something that we push for immediately and get maybe just below market rate rents, or should we focus more on longer term, on permanent affordable housing through things like land trusts, or is there a way to do both? There was some tussle about that recently.
Now, one thing just to clarify for everybody here, this will be the last election with no districts for the city council. That will be coming in 2019. But there was also talk of the referendum that would have looked at this too. Maybe it's moot now, but is that going to be on the ballot this fall? The mayor had been talking about this, and this was sort of independent of the bill that did pass in Raleigh. So what will people see regarding a referendum on city council districts, which will be coming in 2 years?
That is an excellent question. The city council is moving ahead to put a referendum on the ballot to let people vote about whether they like the law that has been passed to split the city up into districts. And so it's an interesting thing because it's the law, it's the state law. And according to that law, as you said, this will be the last election in which all candidates are elected at large. So what's the point, one might ask? And it seems to be that the city council might be setting up a legal challenge. You know, essentially, if there's a strong reaction against the law from voters, then what residents might be telling the city council is fight it. Fight this law that's been pushed by Republican Senator Chuck Edwards of Hendersonville, who represents a small piece of South Asheville. So there's that. So voters likely will also see this on the ballot, though it has not been finalized.
Joel Burgess, thanks for coming by.
Always a pleasure.